Hello, welcome. I'm very happy that you're here at the podcast Compassionate Buddha, your podcast for love and world peace. I'm Daniel Rositzky with Dharma Name Gakdok. I'm the abbot of the Yunma Meditation Center Hamburg Yunma Dharma Sa of the Yunma Sangha of World Social Buddhism. In this episode, you can hear a daily reminder from Supreme Matriarch Thikwang Nepopsenam about a state of constant delight. Enjoy! Daily Fragrance of the Lotus Flower by Thikwang Nepopsenam, 8923, November 13, 2016, Lotus Buddhist Monastery. Sukhamuni Buddha, in the Lotus Sutra, addresses his disciples and students as good men and good women. According to Buddha, all the disciples, students, and other followers of his teaching, as well as those who practice accordingly, are truly good. They are good because originally all have Buddha nature and so are clean, clear, pure, and innocent. It means that with such Buddha nature, we can be infinitely happy, and also explains why Sukhamuni Buddha referred to all his followers as good men and good women. All of us have the seed to be infinitely joyous. However, despite this beautiful Buddha nature, the karma created during many lives obscures our vision and impedes us from finding the true self. At the same time, the karma I is mistaken for the true self. So karma dictates what is to be done and brings forth the corresponding actions. This in turn creates more heavy karma as the six senses become unclear and sullied. That is why unnecessary suffering afflicts sentient beings. In such a state of suffering, the truth is then mistakenly seen as untruth, and what is untrue is seen as true, thus causing profound confusion in life. Therefore, the more that Buddha is followed and practice undertaken according to his teaching, the purer Buddha nature becomes. The clarity gained then makes it possible to meet the true I and consequently have a boundlessly radiant life. Sukhamuni Buddha pitied all sentient beings who were suffering and wanted to determine the best way to eliminate their plight. He therefore decided to go to the cold mountain to practice and attain enlightenment. No matter what kind of sentient being it may be, everyone, and human beings in particular, have Buddha nature and can live a most happy and serene existence. He wanted to give them the treasure of his teachings so that they could become Buddha like Sukhamuni Buddha. After imparting his first teachings, he subsequently taught for 45 years. Instead of complaining about not being happy, it is essential to tell ourselves that we and all others have Buddha nature and can help each other to succeed. All can be supremely elated because it is a priceless gift to receive the teaching of Buddha from Sukhamuni Buddha himself. It is thus best to dwell in a state of constant delight because happiness will also draw favorable situations towards ourselves. This joy and contentment come because of the principle of the law of cause and effect. Thank you very much, Thikwang Nepopsenam. Thank you. Thank you very much for listening and thank you very much, Jikwang the Popsonen. I wish you a happy, joyous and relaxed week. Yours in the Dharma, Gakdok.